Thank you, and may the Lord bless you today. This is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you today to be with our soldiers and their families wherever they are in the world. Be with those who are sick. We ask you to be the ones that lost their loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Castle, also Charles and Leona Goswick, the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, we're going to get started. Here's Blackwood Brothers.
Trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the sailor birds shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us lay before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
All right, the Blackwood Brothers getting started on this edition of the Living Word broadcast. All right, here's an old timer.
better be.
Enjoyed those fine old numbers. I'll tell you how true it is. If we had more mothers singing Rock of Ages, more Bibles on the table being read, it would make a difference in our country. Want to remind you that those helping make this time possible, McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Castles, also Charles and Leona Goswick, and Living Word Mission. All right, want to invite you to our church here. We're located 2 miles east of Longview, Highway 76 and North Thor Road. We have a good time. Sunday school 10, worship about 10:30. It'll be 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. All right, here's Jim Reeves.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed? Since you woke with the dawn and felt this day is worth living, can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? Day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. traveler's load, I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low.
Here on the Living Word broadcast, and I hope that you're up and around and enjoying the broadcast as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. I'd like you to write to me. My mailing address is Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor Road, right here in Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. All right, we're going to move right along. Here's another old timer.
I remember them so clearly. Mom and Dad loved them so dearly. Old brush arbors by the side of the road, where I learned about salvation from the book of Revelations, in an arbor by the side of the road. Old brush arbors by the side. Harbors by the side of the road. Many times I have departed from the way of life I started, in an harbor by the side of the road. The devil's caught me. I remembered what they taught me in brush arbors by the side of the road. Oh, brush arbors by the side of the road, where the mighty light of God's great mercy glowed. There was praise. Arbors by the side of the road. Oh, brush arbors by the side of the bird. Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word, desiring to lower her standard. She made. They long to find fault with her teaching, but
no mistake. I am glad I have learned of her meekness. I am proud that my name is on her book. Savior's true love, when he cometh descending from heaven on the clouds as he writes in his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him of that great speckled bird.
All right, hope you enjoyed them fine old numbers, and we're going to send that out to Clell, Tony, and Sarah out in Apache Junction, Arizona. I'll tell you, we miss hearing from them, but they still write to us, and we see them here and there, and so they support this broadcast. If you want to listen to some good bluegrass gospel, you can tune in on the porch. That's here on the internet, and I'll guarantee you'll hear some good singing. All right, here's Charles Goslin.
When the sand in the hourglass of life has trickled away, when it's time to leave this old world behind, I know there's a mansion up in heaven for me when I come to the end of the line. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing all glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Jesus said that he'd be with us even to the very end, if in him we would only believe. And in the shadow of death his light comes shining through. O Rock of Ages, I'm trusting in thee. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing all glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Love for as long as I live, giving thanks for his amazing grace. And someday I know I'll see him in that wonderful place when I meet my dear Lord face to face. And God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain. With our our friends and our loved ones in eternity sing. All glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. All glory to Jesus Christ, my Lord and King.
There you have it, Charles Goswick here on the Living Word broadcast. We're in chapter 4 of the book of Romans, and Paul is talking about the justification by faith as illustrated in the Old Testament in Abraham and David, but he says that we are justified in Jesus Christ. What shall we say? He said then that Abraham our father, pertaining to the flesh, hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he has something of which to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. You see, our belief in God is the key to eternity. It is the key of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are not by from circumcision of the flesh. We're circumcised by the heart. Being circumcised by the heart, then we have a home eternally in the heavens, the Bible tells us, and no man can touch it. It is secured. Bible says, why lay up treasures here on earth where moth and rust corrupt, thieves break through and steal, but in heaven where that doesn't happen. Then he says, now to him that worketh his reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. In other words, we owe the debt to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He paid the ransom for us, and the ransom was the best that heaven could offer, the Father's Son. And as he offered the ransom for you and I and our sins, when we are converted or saved, or whatever term you want to use, we receive a pardon for our sins. Forgiveness, complete forgiveness, as though we'd never sinned. And this is so great. I love it very much. He said, even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness, he says, apart from works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins is covered. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So now we see that we are forgiven and that our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I love this. I'll tell you where the sins are covered and they'll never be revealed anymore. They're forgiven and they are taken away. We can look into the Word of God and we look into the heavens and we can say, thank you, Lord, for your death on Calvary, for the death, burial, and resurrection. For through it we have the power to overcome sin. And we have the power to overcome the things of this world, and also even unto death. We have the power to be resurrected when the Lord calls. Now he talks about justification is apart from the ordinances. He said, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Now, when we go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, we find I call it the hero chapter. We find the chapter there of all the old saints of God, where they, by faith, receive the blessings, and the same as by us. We receive the blessings by our faith and belief in Jesus Christ. Now, he says, how was it then reckoned? Was he in the circumcision? He said, and he received the sight of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of the faith, which he had yet, being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. So righteousness has been imputed to us of Jesus Christ, and therefore by the name of Jesus Christ, and he giving us salvation is a forgiveness of sins, a home in heaven, a joyous walk down here in this world. And I'll tell you, there's no better way to go than that. And I hope today, as you are with us in our study, that you have put your faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. So our report in heaven is according to our faith and our work, that we work according to our faith. So today I hope that you have enjoyed the broadcast and God has blessed you. Heavenly Father, come into the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who needs you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, the clock on the wall says it's time to go again. So from all of us here at the Living Word Mission Church and the Living Word broadcast, Billy Joe Gentry and all of our sponsors and all of us saying God bless you till next time.
shall go